The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Popeyes, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it seems as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say.
She wouldn't say. She
wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, The Foundation. This is absolutely bananas. Can I say that? Is it okay? Mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. Condolences to the family of Obadiah Wilscombe, who's passed away this morning. I just received the information thinking I would sleep in late today because, you know, I got a schedule set show. I said, let me take a little time out. My cousin calling me from Grand Bahama. I wouldn't tell you the indecency they start the conversation off with. I said, what are you doing? What are you calling me for first thing this morning? Because Obi Wilscombe has passed away. Absolutely bananas to me. I just want to give you a good introduction to talk about these things. Got a call from Grand Bahama to talk about that. It seems as though we had tribulation of death this weekend. Can I say that? Friday, I thought I was coming here to talk to you about Alpheus Finlayson. Saturday, we got information that another cabinet minister had a brush with death in his family. Sunday, we're holding our breath in preparation for Yom Kippur. Monday morning, a cabinet minister's passed away. If that doesn't speak to a shift in our society, then what does? I want to be able to be as decent as possible, guys. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper this morning. Guardian News starts to talk about these things on Monday, April 25th. Legal handguns after tough vetting. Draft gender policy expected next month. Hawk Finlayson passes away. And Mitchell urges the UN to approve multi-nation force for Haiti. We're going to take our time. We're going to talk about these things and want to be able to open up the lines this morning. Make sure you reach out to my good friends over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, with my good guy, Etheric Bowe, this morning. Very somber morning. Very, very somber Monday morning. I know a couple of persons want to be able to come into the studio and talk about those things. And I know you want to be able to call and say a great deal of things about Obi Wulschkum and his service to the Bahamian people. He died at the wheel. Let's talk about these things, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are going to be wide open in decency and in order to be able to pay homage to the life of Obi Wulschkum and the time that he spent in service to country, to people, and to the development of the Bahamas. Let's take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away.
TCL Thursdays are back at Alive! Grab incredible discounts on your favorite TCL devices, like our TCL Bundle, a 32-inch smart TV and brand new 40SC at just $329. But wait, there's more! Join us September 21st and 28th for our Facebook Live party, packed with prizes and surprises you won't want to miss. It's TCL Thursdays at Alive, your ticket to unbeatable savings and more. Visit BeAlive.com and check out our social media pages at We Are Alive for more information. Alive, believe in best. Offers good while supplies last.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation on this absolutely mind-boggling, somber, sobering day in the life of the Bahamas and in this New Day administration. Very clearly, there is a shift, there has been a shift, and we continue to be able to reflect on the life that was Obadiah Hercules Wulschkum. In the studio with me today, we had scheduled to be able to have a good conversation with none other than Minister K, Mr. Kevin Harris, to be able to come on to talk about cancer. We said that. We said on Friday that we're going to be talking about cancer on Monday morning. Scheduled to be able to come on the show with me today was going to be Pastor Mario Moxie and Dr. Bethel?
Cooper.
Dr. Cooper. Mm-hmm. Dr. Cooper. Dr. Cooper. To talk about these particular things, because you know that we're getting into October, we're getting into a time of cancer and being able to recognize and identify those particular things. So, you know, I was looking forward to that conversation today, but waking up to this information that Obadiah Wojcicki passed away, it's just was a blow. It was a blow. And so, Kevin, I know that you know him, that you knew him very well. You've been in broadcasting for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Obadiah has always been sort of a champion for the journalists.
Yeah.
And being able to bring those things at the forefront, coming out of ZNS years ago and being able to really reform and transform. And I always continue to be able to give him his kudos. I must do that. Give him his kudos about his position and being able to never move with micromanagement in tourism. He's mm-hmm. done a wonderful job as the Minister of Tourism when he was there in that particular capacity, allowing the professionals to do their job. And today,
yeah,
we reflect upon his life. Talk to me about it.
Well, like everyone else, I first would like to say good afternoon to your audience and to yourself, Howard, and to extend condolences to the family, as well as the friends and colleagues. Now, it's even strange saying the late Honorable Obi Wojcicki. Well, like many others coming up in the field of media, broadcasting and journalism, Obi Wojcicki, of course, was a well-known and respected professional in the area. And so I would have gotten to know Minister Wojcicki, I would say, maybe 20-plus years ago. Once again, coming up in radio, coming up in media, he would have, before going into frontline politics, he would have been a part of the team at the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas. And so like many persons who had a bent towards communications, we were very familiar growing up with the name Obi Wojcicki being on television, being on radio. And then, of course, transitioning into the professional realm, we got to know him on a personal level as a professional. The one thing I can tell you, I was thinking after I got the news, which was shocking, it appeared in my phone, as many did, as it did for many others. And at first I thought it was some kind of a mistake because we had just heard of the sudden passing, or the passing rather, of Alpheus Hawk Finlayson on Friday, another great person from the world of sports and, of course, media.
On the heels of Natalie Martinborough's death.
And I was just going to point to that. And that was Thursday, I think, for Natalie.
So this Thursday, Friday.
And then, of course, Saturday would have been the committal and burial of Hawk's wife.
Hawk's wife.
Dawn. And so our thoughts and prayers are with the Finlayson family.
Yes.
Our dear brother, Spence, who's also in media. And his daughter. And that's Hawk's daughter. And of course, and then on Sunday, we were informed of the passing of Minister Keith Bell's wife.
Yes,
And so persons were already, you know.
So this has been Thursday,
Friday,
Saturday with the committal of Hawk's wife.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
Sunday,
mm-hmm. Minister Bell's wife.
Minister Bell's wife. So mm-hmm. the cabinet had already felt the pinch significantly.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And now Monday morning,
first thing.
This is bananas.
And the thing about it, you know, Howard, a guy like Obi Wojcicki, I mean, we all understand and know that transition will happen in life. Death will happen. But you never thought a guy like Obi Wojcicki, because he always just always seemed to be in his prime, right? And I believe yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, I think he would have spoken at a Progressive Liberal Party Grand Bahama Women's meeting yesterday. And when I saw some footage of it, he looked fine and... of course, again, in his prime and doing what he does best as a communicator. And so I'm sure it was shocking for just everybody to get the news this morning that Obi Wojcicki had passed. And again, I go back in my mind to my interaction with Obi Wojcicki many, many years ago. One of the things that comes to mind, other than the word being a professional, was always the fact that he was always a nice guy. I will always remember that smile that he had. He was a people's person. He was very personable. And I think those qualities helped him to pivot into the world of politics. And when he did decide to transcend into the world of politics, I believe it was a natural fit for him. having communication skills, having that experience in broadcasting, dealing with people, dealing with politics already in that whole system, he got his feet wet. But a lot of people know Obi Welchkum as being a student of Selinden, Finland. And one of the men who was personally mentored by Selinden, and Obi Welchkum always reminded you of the fact that he sat at the feet of Selinden, and that he also traveled with him, and he saw firsthand how things ought to have been done. One of the words that comes to my mind when I think about Obi Welchkum is the word statesman. He had that kind of statesman quality to him. Yes, he was in politics, but he didn't give that kind of aura that was associated with fellas or ladies that had a nasty corner to it. He was always kind of above the fray. I'm sure he would have had his political foes, but in politics, Obi Welchkum, to me, always sought to project an image of being someone who was a professional, even though he was in a competitive area called politics, and particularly when it comes to the elections, that he always tried to handle his business very, very carefully, and he always sought to be very, very sensitive to the people involved. That's what I got from him. But I appreciated his journey, both in media and, of course, the way he served the country as a member of parliament. And then he would have gone on to have been appointed to the first cabinet of the Prime Minister, former Prime Minister Christie, as Minister of Tourism. And I'll tell you this, I'll never forget, I was on radio, I think maybe 101.9. And so, yeah, it was Joy FM. So I'd have to drive past where Obi Welchkum's office was, which was downtown in the Hilton in those days, right? So you're going to work at 6 a.m. in the morning. And Howard, I'll tell you, every day after 5, Obi Welchkum's car is parked at the Hilton. He's at work every day. And I always thought about that. And I said, wow, this is a really dedicated minister. In addition to that, when you monitored his performance, because here's a guy who's come from the world of media. He's now transitioned to the world of politics, and now he's been elevated to the status of cabinet minister. How is he going to perform? And I'll tell you, one of the things that Obi Welchkum did was he made the job of Minister of Tourism a class act. He almost performed both the position of Minister of Foreign Affairs and Tourism simultaneously, because he just dressed the part. He always looked very debonair, and he executed the role of Minister of Tourism very, very well. And I can say this without contradiction. I think many would agree that Obi Welchkum is one of the best Minister of Tourism that we have ever had. He was very effective. And I believe, again, all of that training in communication and broadcasting and media helped him when he traveled and had to represent the country. I think he understood what it meant to be an ambassador, even though he was the minister. I think he understood that it was his job to encourage people and stakeholders to bring people to this country. So he, in my opinion, set a very high standard in the area of tourism as a minister. And I don't think that anyone could disagree with that. He performed very well.
I think it's undeniable his posture and his commitment in those things. One of the things that I wrote down that you started to talk about is his political foes. I often disagreed with Obi Welchkum's politics.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was vehemently, relentlessly, and perpetually committed to the Progressive Liberal Party in every sense of the word. He was a PLP's PLP.
Right.
He actually spoke to the core and emulated that.
Absolutely.
Right? For the most part, as a nationalist from the community of West Grand Bahama and Bimini, that didn't necessarily always sit well with me mm-hmm. as an individual, mm-hmm. right? But I could never deny him his professional posture.
Right.
His articulation, his insight, his ability, his rhythm, the frequency in which he spoke.
Yeah.
He learned that from journalism.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I'm telling you. He
bought learned it that yeah. that kind of a that melody, almost when he speaks to you, and it drew you in.
The calmness.
It drew you in.
The tone, the choice of tone, the ability to be able to agree to disagree. Because I remember, for instance, this is the last election. This was 2021. And there was some kind of a town meeting or something in Grand Bahama. And, of course, Minister Welchcombe was running again to reclaim the seat that he had lost, right? So I think Pakisha Parker Edgecombe was successful in 2017 in defeating him in West End and Bimini. And so he was once again applying for the job. And as a matter of fact, if you go back to 2021, it was not easy for him to get the nomination. I don't know if you can recall.
Oh, come on now.
It was not easy.
You think I cannot recall?
It was a tough
one. I recall.
It was a tough
one. I recall.
There was a number of things. There was a number of things that Obi had to do to really outmaneuver some things that were happening within the PLP to get that nomination.
Obi leaned on his relationship that he forged in West Grand Bahama and Bimini over the years.
Mm-hmm.
He had all the mama them out there.
Yeah, everybody was out there.
You forget this thing.
I remember.
He had all the mama them out there. And they dig up all them them sign. Let's say PLP.
Right.
Obi.
Right. Right. And don't forget the song.
He's 28 years there.
No, don't forget the song.
They signed 28 years old. You could see that was under their mattress.
Exactly.
They put that up. I voted for Obi. Obi is the man. Yeah,
Obi is the man. That's right. And the way, but you have to give him credit because when Obi realized, right, that there was a move afoot to block him from that nomination, he put some things in place. You talked about bringing on all the old guys. Come on, you can beat him, right?
You can't beat Obi. They know that.
Listen, when they start playing the song, Obi.
Obi.
When is Obi Wills come? It was over.
I was trying to call somebody right now to give me the song. Somebody text the song to Howard Grant. 827-0111. I know you got the song.
Man,
Obi.
It was over. When that song started.
That's a jam.
It was jam. The melody was a hook. It was over. But what he did, and you really got to give him props for learning politics, eh? He was able to outmaneuver very quietly because there were some deep political forces even within his party that did not want him there. But he...
They can't fight his proximity.
Listen, but
they couldn't beat him.
But he was good. He was a good politician in that he was able to outmaneuver them. And he secured, as you talked about, the base of that West End and Grand Bahama constituency in Bimini. And they were out there to fight for him. And they were making it clear to headquarters, is he the Obi or nothing?
I never see them do that for nobody else.
I'm telling you, it was really interesting what happened in that.
Pakisha had to make friends with them. Pakisha came out and said, well, you know, Obi is my cousin. That's how she had to win. Come on, well, Pakisha will give you something. We'll show something away.
But it was tough for Pakisha that lap, though, because, you know, Obi had really. I remember this night, they had some town meeting, and everybody was at the town meeting. All of these candidates who were like independent COI people, all these other people were running against Obi Britchcombe, and all of the Grand Bahama seats. I think the Honorable Michael Pintard was there as well. He would have been ratified as a candidate for Marco City again for the FNM. And Obi Britchcombe was there. Frederick McAlpine was there as an independent, etc. But Obi stepped up to the mic during this little town meeting, whatever it was.
Two people you don't want to talk after on the front of it.
You understand me?
Obi?
And Christy.
You're so sharp. He's a sharp man.
I'm telling you.
There's only two people. Anybody else?
Right.
No, we can take this.
Listen, they know. You got to understand. They know some things.
Listen to me. Right. Remember Obi sit up there. I want to pay homage to the pastor of this house. Right. And give God praise for the... When Obi started his little rhythm.
That's it, bro.
I don't care what your politics is.
Yeah.
He got you.
But I tell you, the guy was smooth, right?
He was really smooth.
He was a communicator. And that is one of the things I think many in our business can learn from. You think about the way that he did television broadcasts on location. You think about his time behind the desk in studio. You think about radio. Obi Welchcombe developed a rhythm and a style.
Kevin,
of
you
his
have
own.
To stay with me for the time, okay? Are you busy?
I'm good.
You can stay with me?
I'm with you.
Because we got to talk about these things.
We have to, man.
Because guess what? On the second hour, we can get a little deep. Right now is recollection time.
Yeah.
Let's recall.
No problem.
Let's identify these things and talk about this with the level of exuberance.
Yes.
Give an opportunity for persons to be able to talk about that, but then Absolutely. We got to get into the meat and potatoes.
Absolutely.
If you would allow me, just a little piece.
Yeah.
Because October 4th is coming.
Oh, the house resumes. The reading.
This is bananas.
It is going into something. I see where you're going now, but I didn't think about it. But I understand where you're going. Yeah.
Let me take this telephone call before we go to a break. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Alex, good morning. Good morning, Kevin.
What's up, Jeff?
What's happening, Jeff?
Yeah, man. Listen, I want to offer condolences to the Wilson family. Of course, the three deaths just alone this week is kind of heart-wrenching. Condolences to Minister Keith Bell, as well as, you know, condolences to the Finlayson family, especially his brother Spence, who is also a very, very close friend of mine and also a church member of mine. So I wanted to offer condolences. On to Obie Wilscombe, you know, consummate politician. We all have to acknowledge that Obie got a lot of his zeal from serving under the Tinling administration. In fact, Tinling was likened to a father to him, a mentor to him. He learned a lot of his tenacity from Sir Lyndon from my vantage point. And so, you know, to really say Obie didn't know what he was doing in politics, or he wasn't a force to be reckoned with in politics, would be an understatement. I recall my close affiliations with Obie within recent times was when Obie was working for one Steve McKinney at the McKinney Broadcasting Network, where I sat down on numerous occasions and had the opportunity to speak personally with Obie, especially during some of the trying times that he was going through at that time. You know, I found out for a fact at that particular time that he did have some health challenges. He was demoralized sometimes when I was speaking with him. And so, you know, basically I had to just keep telling him, Obie, you know, something, your contribution to nation building is not completed. Keep your head up. Keep the faith. The people believe in you. Just keep on pressing. And so those were some of the last memorable times I had with him.
Man.
And I can tell you, it is good to hear the accolades during this time, it's even more important that he received his accolades when he was alive to receive them. And I believe that now people are waking up to acknowledge that, you know, life is short. You know, we have to learn how to appreciate each other while we are alive. I give the roses while we are alive. And then in death, you won't feel so bad because you would have done what you're supposed to do. My closing remarks on this segment is simply this. You know, the contributions that he has made, I'm pretty sure you talk about that song, Obie, you know, I remember that song very well. It was quite resonating, and the people really did galvanize behind that. It was really amazing that while the attempt to keep him outside was afoot, that he was still able to break through and still came out victorious. So, you know, again, to his family, I offer my sincere condolences on behalf of my family and to all those families who are actually in this hour of bereavement. I also offer my condolences at this time.
Thank you, my brother.
Howard, for taking my call.
Thank you so much, brother. I do appreciate it.
We can talk later.
Okay, my brother, we can talk. Let's take this next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hey, this Sparky.
Hello.
Hey, Sparky, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I just heard that fellow still talking at the turn on the radio. Howard, you remember last week I was talking about something and somebody asked him with Sparky. He told me the same property. Last Tuesday, Howard, about 6 o'clock in the morning, Obie called me on my cellular. He woke me up and said, Sparky, what is this I hear you going through with this property? I've been hearing you going through this property foolishness for a long time. He said, what's happening? I told him the same thing I told you all on the radio last night, but this tractor stopped awake and was parked in the middle of the road. Obie said, Sparky, I can call you back by 4 o'clock. I can call some people like to get on that right away. I called my friends later that morning. I told them about the conversation. They said, Parky, Obi called you? How he got your phone number? I said, Obi in our group. They said, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't hear from him anymore. The following day, you remember, I said, Jobo them called me, and they was down to the property.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Apparently, Obi had something to do with that. Jobo and a bunch of people went down there. Then they called me down there and told me they was down there, and they had the tractor starting to move and complete the work and so forth. And then I went all over the radio boasting about blowing Jobo up and everything. And I text Obi yesterday. I say, Obi, you told me you was going to call the tractor stop again. You told me you could call me about 4 o'clock. I never heard from you anymore. Obi, I said, Obi, you tell me you was a man of your word. Why I ain't hear from you no more? That was yesterday. I text Obi. This morning I got a call. Somebody said, you heard Obi dead? I said, what you talking about? Obi can't die.
Sparky, you wild enough?
Obi cannot die. Obi is supposed to die. That's how we feel sometimes. Sometimes don't die. We see some people around in our face, on our TV, in our minds, in our soul. They become part of our soul, whether they be good people, bad people, whatever you say, but then they become part of TV, part of radio, part of the newspaper. Part of tourism and everything, because we've seen them so long. They used to call Obi Penland Little Blue Eye Boy one time ago.
Mm.
They used to refer to him as Penland Little Blue Eye Boy, all kinds of things. We know him in ZNS. We know Obi from Freeport to Bimini to North Angeles. We know Obi to the family of Obi Wilscombe, from Sparky's family, from the Master's Best chat group. My condolences go out, my brother, and may your soul rest in peace. God bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I pledge my allegiance to my flag. And let us all get together now, hold hands, and move onward, forward, upward together. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Man Sparky. Ladies and gentlemen, please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-720, or you can hit me up, 422-4796. We're talking about this today. Obadiah Wilscombe, Minister of Social Services, with leadership under his portfolio for the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas. We would have heard it officially and seen that him step into this kind of a position as leader of the government business in the House of Assembly come October 4th. Obadiah Wilscombe today is no more. Give me a call. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
So empty inside and my tears I can't hide, but I'll try to face the pain, though I'm missing you.
All heard of our ghost pepper wings? Well, they're back for a limited time. At any Popeyes, enjoy our famous ghost pepper wings, marinated in spicy Louisiana seasonings, including a touch of ghost pepper. Each wing is battered and breaded in Southern style crispy coating and then fried up. Try 6 today along with the buttermilk biscuit and a signature side. Stop in before they're gone.
Are they almost gone, babe?
Don't get left out this time.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
TCL Thursdays are back at Alive! Grab incredible discounts on your favorite TCL devices, like our TCL Bundle, a 32-inch smart TV and brand new 40SC at just $329. But wait, there's more! Join us September 21st and 28th for our Facebook Live party, packed with prizes and surprises you won't want to miss. It's TCL Thursdays at Alive, your ticket to unbeatable savings and more. Visit BeAlive.com and check out our social media pages at We Are Alive for more information. Alive, believe in best. Offers good while supplies last.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
From hanging on the block for dough. Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation on this somber, very somber September 25th, 2023. Today, we reflect on the life of our sitting cabinet minister, Obadiah Hercules Welchcombe. In the studio, sitting with me is none other than Minister Kevin Harris, who could be able to speak with clarity and a body of wealth, a wealth of knowledge, rather, and history with his proximity to Obadiah Welchcombe. And we want to be able to open up the lines for you guys and talk about these things. This, for me, is mind-boggling. I could say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think we're wrapped in this kind of an idea that everything is going to be okay until we're ready for it to be, you know, to change. Mm-hmm. That we believe that we can get ourselves prepared for the change that's coming. Mm-hmm. That we believe that we have the strength to make the determination as to what's going to happen next. That is bananas to me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of men and women, we as human beings, we have this sort of an idea that if we plan, we could be able to be on the course that we set. Mm-hmm. That our life cannot be snuffed away and lost if we have a plan.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is the Word of God speaks to this. Mm-hmm. And it says, the heart of a man plans his ways.
Proverbs.
But the Lord establishes his steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on to say in Proverbs 19:21, mm-hmm. many are the plans
in the man's heart,
in the mind of a man.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand.
That's right. Howard, we are not in charge of our beginning nor our end. And one of the things, the sooner as humanity or as human beings, that we understand that we have been given a purpose and that we have been given a time, and it is important for us to connect those two things. Number one, identify what is our purpose here on earth and to maximize the time we have in order in doing that. And I know on the next side of the break, we could talk a little bit more about the accomplishments and the life and times of Obi Welchko, because he was from one of us, the world of media. And just like the late Alpheus Hawk Finlayson, he made a tremendous contribution to his country.
And Natalie
Martinberg.
This is bananas.
That's right, Natalie Martinberg. I mean,
people keep talking about the media, the fourth estate, and the responsibility. This is a shaking.
Three in less than a week.
This is bananas.
Three in less than a week.
I want you guys to be a part of the show, part of the conversation. When we get back, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, 422-4796. Don't be ashamed now. If you're out there, you're a cabinet minister, and your heart is filled. If you're out there, you're a former cabinet minister, your heart is filled. You don't have to wait for Howard to give you sort of an invite. I know you've dealt with so much formality. But this is informal. This is unexpected. And I don't have time to call all y'all. Please call me. Give your accolades, your posture and position to the thousands and thousands that continue to be able to listen to us on a day-to-day basis for Obadiah Hercules Wolchkin. He has served tremendously with grace, with that kind of a posture, no matter if you're indifferent with it. He's done so in the true state of a statesman. He's gone. Please give me a call or hit me up, 827-0111. Text me. Let me say some words for you for the relationship that you know you guys have had with Obadiah Wolchkin. Take this quick commercial break, Kevin. Be right back after this.
Give me the strength I need to proceed, strength I need to believe. My thoughts big, I just can't define. Wish I could turn back the hands of time. Us in the six, shop for new clothes and kicks. You and me taking flicks, making hits. Stages they receive you on. Still can't believe you're gone. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation.
Bahama, I say come with us as we restore our country back.
Who can regulate Obi? Obi, we got this to replace Obi. Obi, he can run this place. Obi. Obi.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Obi Welchkin.
That's the song, brother.
Obi.
That's the song, brother.
Who is the man?
That's
Obi.
It. Your music is pivotal when you're talking about a political campaign.
It's
a very important part of it. And I can tell you, that song had all of the key elements Obi had picked to win a man. It was a great song, and it worked for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant here with you, being able to talk about the life that was Obadiah Wolchkin, the contribution that he's made here in the Bahamas, and the commitment that he's made to his political organization that really reformed the course of politics in this country. It is an amazing thing to know that he has really been able to give his entire life, his entire adult life, to public service.
Absolutely. starting in 1975. He was a journalist at the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas, giving 25 years of service, holding the positions of Deputy Director of News, News Director, and Assistant General Manager in 1990. His information goes on to confirm that he was an avid sportsman, and that Mr. Welchcombe was also the former president of the Grand Bahama Basketball Association and the Commonwealth American Football League. And of course, we know that after service in broadcasting, he would go on into politics in the year 2002, when he would have contested the seat of West End and Grand Bahama in Bimini, winning that seat for the Progressive Liberal Party and being appointed in the Christie cabinet as Minister of Tourism. And that would have been the year in the year 2002, serving in that capacity until 2007. And but I believe he was also, if I'm not mistaken, he was successful, I believe, in winning his seat again in that particular constituency. And so he had a tremendous career in both media, politics, and of course his time and a career in government. And having served very successfully this particular dispensation, he would have served and was appointed 2 years ago as the Minister of Social Services in the Davis administration. And just recently, not even a month ago, he was appointed, or should I say reappointed, as Minister of Social Services with also a new ministerial capacity, Howard, and that was the Minister of Information and Broadcasting, a title that I had hoped that the FNM would have adopted, because this was something in the region that we have ministers responsible for information and broadcasting. And so I was very pleased to see that well, he was able to get that title under the PFT.
I wanted to do this. I made a couple calls on the break, and we got a few persons to call in to be able to say one or two words about their parliamentary colleague that has actually passed away. Right now, we have the Honorable Michael Pintard on the line with us to be able to say a few words. Good afternoon, Mr. Pintard. I hope all is well with you, my brother.
Most things, it's a very difficult difficult time for many Bahamians, and certainly for all parliamentarians. We continue to mourn the death of constituents. Each of us, no doubt, Howard, attend funerals every week without fail for persons who pass in our constituency. Most recently, we've had members of the parliamentary caucus who have lost close relatives. Just yesterday, we were reaching out to Minister Bell to extend condolences on the passing of his wife. And then certainly all of us would have been familiar with the incredible work that's been done by Alpheus Finlayson and his family. And then this morning, you know, to learn that of the passing of the Honorable O.B. Welchcombe is really a blow. It makes all of us pause and think about our own humanity, about how fragile life is, and how death forces us to look at what is most important. So a lot of the skirmishes that many of us would have had, a lot of the matters that we dwell on for an inordinate amount of time, you know, all of a sudden they seem to be small matters when you consider somebody having lost their life. And so, you know, our heart in the Free National Movement go out to the Welchcombe family. Several of his siblings are also constituents in Marco City, and so I intend to fly home over the course of the next day or so to meet with them and to express in person my condolence. And, of course, to the Progressive Liberal Party family. OB has been an integral part of their work for quite some time, and no doubt this is very painful for them as well. And then to all of the families right now who are tuned in, who themselves are dealing with grief. You know, we keep you in our prayers, and Howard, I think there's a scripture. I think it's Solomon's 8:23 and 6 that talks about, you know, that love is stronger than, or as strong as debt. So, it's really that the connections we all build with people who we care about.
Yes.
And so when they pass, those memories and will outlive even their passage. And so it is a difficult moment, no doubt, for many, many persons.
Yes. I thank you so very kindly for being able to say those very warm words about Obadiah Wilscombe and his position and his commitment to country. I thank you so much, my brother. And
Howard, I'd say one final thing. We sat about 2 chairs away, no one in between, during the installation of the Baptist leadership, and everything that had occurred before. Obi's one of those guys who, after you've gotten in a row with him, he settles down, he smiles, he says something in jest to let you know, I'm not holding on to this. I just let you know I was doing what I had to do. And I keep it moving. And I thought about that this morning, because he consistently does. He'll take jabs at you. And then on the break, he comes over to make sure, listen, you're holding on to this. You have this parliament. He says it. I'm not wired like him, right? I still not get it for the rest of the day, possibly tomorrow. But he smiles and he keeps it moving and it's an important lesson to learn that you sometimes have to have a short memory in terms of injuries, particularly in injuries that others inflict on you.
So, that's amazing, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate you, my brother. We're still waiting for you. Whenever you get a chance, we'd love to have you here with us.
Let's make it happen in the month of October.
Yes, my brother. I thank you so very kindly. It's wonderful to talk with you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was none other than an Honorable Michael Pintard, Member of Parliament for Marco City and the leader of the Free National Movement in this particular time, and being able to do all that he's done to talk about these things. I want to also, because I don't know whether or not he's in country, I didn't ask, but I'll do my best to kind of reach out to him right now. The Honorable Fred Mitchell, he indicated to me that he is available, so I'll just try to call him on his phone to see if he's available. Good afternoon, Mr. Mitchell. How you doing, Minister Mitchell? This is Howard Grant. We're calling you live on air. I said, let me give you a call in the WhatsApp.
Yes, sir. That's fine.
Well, thank you so very kindly for taking the time out. We just wanted to ask you one or two words about your parliamentary colleague who's passed away, your cabinet colleague who's been able to commit so much to this country for the people of West Grand Bahama and Bimini and to the Progressive Liberal Party.
Well, he's 6 years younger than me, so I can't figure out what's going on, really.
Mm.
It's unbelievable, really.
Wow.
But, I met him in 1977, and when I became the Pinling had asked me to go over to the Corporation from the Bahamas Information Services. He was then a sports reporter at ZNS North. When I became director of news, I had him transferred to Nassau. He became a public figure, which was made it possible for him to enter politics. He's been successful both as a broadcaster and successful as a politician. And this is just a little unreal.
Yeah. It's a difficult time. I know that there is a lot. I know that the Progressive Liberal Party is preparing themselves to be able to move towards the opening of the House of Parliament on October 4th. I know that this has really been able to trouble the waters of what your intent was in terms of being able to move forward in those areas.
Yes, but, the public administration goes on, even as you mourn. The difficulty is more a disturbance in the kind of personal firmament because, he was such a linchpin for the party itself. And the sense of history that he had, the institutional knowledge that he had, all of these things keep organizations together. Yeah. And so you look at him on so many occasions to give advice and counsel on how you ought to approach various things. And, now that's gone.
Yeah. Man, I just wanted to be able to say condolences to you, to the Progressive Liberal Party, to all those persons that continue to support him, and also to extend it to the Bohemian people, because Obi Wolschkin is a statesman in all sense of the word. He's embodied that and really showed the next generation how the posture is supposed to be as they move towards politics and what they're supposed to do. So I know that you've lost a great man within the PLP, and I know that we have lost an icon of sorts within politics here in the country.
There's no question, and I want to thank all of the Bohemian people of all the political sides who've issued statements and sent telephone calls. I'm sure the family deeply appreciates it. I know the Prime Minister, the people of the Broadcasting Corporation, Progressive Liberal Party generally, are all deeply appreciative of all of the expressions of condolences, the esteem with which she was held. And we're going to do our best to make sure that we remember him and bid him a fond farewell.
Yes.
With the appropriate rules. So stand by for that. But thank you so much for the expressions of support.
Thank you so much, my brother. I do appreciate you. We committed to being able to have you come and sit with us whenever you have the opportunity. I thank you so much for taking this time and taking this call to speak to the Bohemian people.
Blessings.
Blessings, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that was none other than Fred Mitchell, the Honorable Fred Mitchell, who is the Minister of Foreign Affairs, member of Fox Hill, and most definitely the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, being able to speak to his friend, who he indicates is 6 years younger than he is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. He's 6 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing thing that we're doing this, guys. We're taking this time out today to recognize and identify the life that was Obadiah Hercules Wolschkin. If you want to be able to kind of contribute to that and be a part of the conversation, please do. The number is 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Before we go to a break, I think I got one more telephone call. There's a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. Is that a caller on the line? No? Okay, guys, please give me a call. Please do so. I have a great deal more politicians who want to be able to call in, guys. If you want to do so, please do that. Give me a text, 827-0111, 827-0111. We can carve out time for you to be able to say one or two words about your parliamentary colleague who's passed away and the life that was Obadiah Wolschkin. Kevin, I know you got one or two words to be able to say. Man, Obi has played a significant impact. See, Michael Pintard made us laugh about it. He's always been Obi like my grandmother, right? She tell you what she got to say to you, and then she come back and say, "I hope you're mad because we're mad. I hope you're mad, baby, because we're mad. You mad?"
Yeah. Well, as government leader in the House of Assembly, Obi Wolschkin was very effective for the government side. He was very knowledgeable about how the rules of Parliament and how Parliament ought to how Parliament operated. And I had the privilege of sitting through several sessions and watching him live in action in the House of Assembly perform his duties. And again, a statesmanlike in his execution of his role as the government leader in the House of Assembly, and also is in his role as Member of Parliament for West End. And also, he was not shy at being able to stand on the point of order. And he wasn't shy at being able to challenge the members opposite. And he was very, very, he was almost like a guardian of the government's agenda, as well as the policies and as well as the performance of previous PLP administrations. He was not coy about it. He was very, very well-versed, and he was very articulate. And that was one, again, of the things we talked about earlier about Obi Wolschkin. He was a great communicator, and he was able to defend the policies of the PLP, both present and in the past, and did an effective job in the House of Assembly.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, if you want to be a part of this, we're going to take a break in a few seconds, but if you want to be able to part of this and give me a call, please do so. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. You can be able to do that and leave the information there as we do that and kind of chop these things down. Let me see if I can read a few things. I gave the former prime minister a call, Dr. Hubert Minnis. He and I haven't spoken in a while. He was excited to hear from me, right? So I gave him a call and I said, Dr. Minnis, I wanted to know whether or not you were interested in being able to. He said, Howard, I'd love to, but I'm driving right now. But I gave a press release. So I got the press release. I want to be able to read a few things. He said, let me see if I can fix this here. Open this up and fix this here. So he released a press release. There's a number of persons who are actually giving a press release this morning to talk about this. It says, it is with deep today, 25th September 2023, Office of the former Prime Minister and Member of Parliament for Killarney, Commonwealth of the Bahamas, official statement of condolences. It is with deep sorrow and a heavy heart that I, Dr. Hubert Minnis, former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, extend my most heartfelt condolences to the family, friends and loved ones of the Honorable Obadiah Wilscombe, who served our great nation with unwavering dedication and passion. The passing of Minister Wilscombe is a profound loss to our nation. His invaluable contribution to the betterment of the Bahamas will forever be remembered and appreciated. As a devoted public servant, he worked tirelessly to enhance the lives of our citizens, first in the area of broadcast and journalism, and secondly, as a member of parliament and as a cabinet minister, leaving an indelible mark on our country's history. During his tenure in government, serving most recently as leader of the government business in the House of Assembly, Minister Wilscombe exhibited exemplary leadership and a deep commitment to the well-being of our people. As a parliamentary colleague, I enjoyed our political interactions and vigorous debates throughout the years. His dedication to the betterment of the nation, his passion for public service, and his tireless efforts to foster unity within our society will be remembered as a beacon of inspiration for future generations. In this time of grief, may the family, friends, and the people of West End and Bimini find solace in the knowledge that his legacy will forever live in the hearts of all Bahamians. Our thoughts and prayers are with you during this difficult moment, and we share in your loss. May he rest in eternal peace. Sincerely, Honorable Dr. Hubert A. Minnis, former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I see your telephone calls. Guys, let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation will be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Prevention and control of dengue fever in the Bahamas will depend on how well we can together eliminate the mosquitoes that carry the virus and their water breeding sites. This is a community effort. Every week and after rainfall, check your yard for items that hold water. Tip and turn or remove. Talk to your neighbors and encourage them to inspect their yards as well. Check inside your home for places where mosquitoes can get in or breed. Use an indoor insect repellent safely to help destroy mosquitoes. Fight the bite. Do your part to protect you and your family from dengue fever. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to say one or two soft words and being able to put that in the atmosphere for former cabinet minister, the late cabinet minister, Obadiah Wolschkum, who has just passed away this morning. We just learned the information. And so we had an opportunity to be able to hear from a great deal of persons. Also, I want to be able to take this time to be able to read the statements from the prime minister. This morning, we actually saw that information come to the forefront. Now, it wasn't much, but the Prime Minister definitely would be able to put some information out, and I want to take the time to be able to do that. So it says, it is with deep sorrow, this is from the Office of the Prime Minister, it is with deep sorrow that we announce the passing of Cabinet Minister Obadiah Wolschkum, who served as Minister of Social Services, Information and Broadcasting, and Leader of Government Business in the House of Minister Wolschkum dedicated his life to public service. I don't think that's an understatement. He dedicated his life to public service and made significant contributions to our nation. Prime Minister Honorable Philip Edward Brave Davis will release a formal statement shortly in honor of Minister Wolschkum's legacy. The Prime Minister is en route to Grand Bahama. This is the information I got this morning, to pay respects and offer condolences to the family. Our thoughts are with them during this difficult time. I mean, that's actually out here. Everything was still fluid this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
People still trying to grapple with this sort of an idea of his exit.
Absolutely. Well, again, Thursday, Natalie Martinburg, a colleague of ours, media-wise.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Monday. And so Hawk Pendleton was a colleague here at The Guardian. Certainly when I was here, and of course, with you being here, and someone I knew personally for many, many years, because you know, my twin brother and I came up through sports, so we knew Hawk when we were young. And then, of course, Hawk was also a part of Imperial Life Insurance. He was a stellar salesman.
Kalina released something about him.
Yeah,
Kalina released something about
absolutely. Hawk was really one of the old school guys of insurance business. One of those times.
Well, you know, me and my wife talked about that this morning. On Friday.
When you could trust your insurance agent. People like Hawk
then. Me and my wife talked about that on Friday.
Yeah.
I had to talk to her. I looked deep in her eye and I tell her, I said, baby, I love you.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah. Hawk was one of the...
I ain't coming running.
Yeah. Hawk was one of those guys who was part of that old regime of insurance industry and selling, where it was class act. He would dress to go and see a client.
He always in a little pinstripe suit.
Always pinstripe.
Always in a little suit. That's crazy, eh?
But that was Hawk. Hawk was just always a professional guy. And he took his job seriously, no matter if it was in insurance
or in sports. Listen, no one could see you on the radio. You know that, right? That's what I'm telling you. He in his suit right now to the thing.
He didn't care. He was on the job.
That's crazy.
Listen, Hawk was a guy that also was a statesman and an ambassador for the country. When he went to these international meets, right, you know what you saw. Other than a famous hat that he would wear, he always wore that aqua jacket. Mm. You understand me? He always had on the colors of the flag, that black slacks and that aqua jacket. So when he was either performing his duty as part of the international body, I think it's called World Athletics now, if I'm not mistaken, Hawk always represented the Bahamas well.
That's crazy.
You understand me? And I mean, he was passionate, man, about not only he was first class.
First class.
He was passionate not only about insurance, but he was passionate about getting information. And you know what? I am so happy I purchased that book from him that he wrote. It was a hardback, and it was a great book, and I know exactly where it is, and I'm going to go and look at it again and go over it again, because Hawk took the time. He felt that it was important to put into writing all that he had known. So he took it from a certain point and period in time, I think up to 91, 92, and I think the idea was to perhaps do a second version. But I'm so happy he took the time to put that book together.
Yeah,
guys like Hawk Pendleton really should have been at the University of the Bahamas as lecturers. We did not use their talents correctly as a country. And I'll tell you this, and I say this without reservation, a guy like Alpheus Hawk Pendleton should have been on the list as an ambassador. for the Bahamas, one of the appointed ambassadors. Cross administration, not just his administration, including the FNM. Because when you think about...
You're tipping in different areas now.
You
want me to start talking about some different things?
I'm just saying, Hawk really was a guy who was doing exactly what we said Obie Bilchin was doing. These guys were ambassadors. They were class acts. They knew how to conduct themselves. They could travel anywhere in the world, and they represented us well. We didn't have to think about being embarrassed by an Alpheus Hawk Finlayson. I mean, he was just knowledgeable. He was a walking encyclopedia, and we didn't take advantage of it. And I think we have missed some things, like with Gail Saunders, who just recently passed, now with Hawk and Obie Bilchin and others. Too many of these persons who are well-versed in our history, in the various disciplines, we're not doing a good job, Howard, as a country. And first of all, recognizing these persons and their talents and giftings, putting them in the right place to train the next generation. And third of all, honoring them appropriately.
Let me take the telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the numbers. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hi, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Is it Minister? Hey, Howard?
Hey, Graham.
Hey, what's up, Graham?
What's happening?
I was trying to catch the voice. Go ahead. What's up, Graham?
Well, you know, sometimes it sounds different on phone companies we gave away. You know... Minister Case, on time for the kitchen cabinet again.
That's how I see me.
And you two would be experts in hosting it. But, you know, I never met Mr. Wilson prior to 2017. And I went to a radio station where he had a show. I wanted to quiz him. And we ended up having a good discussion. And then we showed up on the show many times together. And it was interesting. You remember the name of the show?
Oh, who? Mr. Welcome show?
Yeah.
I don't remember the name. I think it was on Steve McKinney's.
Let me show you the wit that was Mr. Welcome. It's a new day with Obie Welcome.
Was that the name of the party, show?
What was the party slogan?
Ah, there you go. I got you.
See, way ahead of his time and clever. And so we became good acquaintances. You know, I took a lot of punishment from my FNM tribe. But when you have intelligence, I gravitate towards you. Doesn't matter what color shirt you have on, you're a Bahamian. And I can think of a few other political persons of both persuasions that I call good acquaintances. Because I don't focus on the party, I focus on the individual. And so I just wanted to give the condolences and let you both know that only knowing him from 2017, he was a very intellectual person. Mm-hmm. And people sometimes got it. He was really good on the radio, as both of you gentlemen are. And that was from the many years of experience. Myself, I'm not as good on the radio because I've never been to school. And I've never apprenticed in any major radio station. But he did try to mentor and guide me for the short few years we were on, and it must have worked because the government changed. So I give him the credit for being great on radio.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to weigh in and give my condolences. Now you guys pull together the kitchen cabinet, pull your socks up, and maybe you follow in those shoes, and you too can persuade a government to change. I don't know. But y'all have a good day.
Thank you, man, Graham. I do appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. I got the next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on with us live. Hey.
Hey, well, thanks, you and Minister Key.
Hi.
And again, condolences. I would also express condolences to the family. But additionally, I just want to use this opportunity to highlight the frailty of life. Mm-hmm. And the importance for all of us to really come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
I like this.
You know, we're going to all be, you know, all got to stand before God, the great and the small among us. So I just want to use this time that people are tuning in, you know, focusing on the death of a man who served in the government of the Bahamas, just to remind us and the minister and Kay and there and all the others to really remind people that above all else, you know, we're going to, what it done for Christ will last beyond whatever we could do even on this earth. So I thank Minister Welchcombe, his family, I should say. I thank them for the time we had with him. And And Keith Bell's wife, you know, my condolences to his family, and Keith Bell and his kids. And I just want to remind them, please, you know, really focus on, spend your time really serving Christ. Even when you're in there, use that platform to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank you for this small opportunity. God bless you.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. I got a lot of persons actually texting my personal phone. Asked me, Howard, is this true? Obi was one of the greatest politicians. Obi was one of the greatest politicians, political minds of our day. Our country suffered a great loss today. And be encouraged, my friend. This is a text that's coming through my personal line. So there's a lot of persons actually calling me indicating the exact same thing. So I just want to be able to say to you guys, man, this is a difficult time for our country.
Absolutely. And I think Minister Mitchell started to indicate that there will be some formal arrangements, of course, and a way in which the country can pay their respects to Minister Welchcombe. And I believe constitutionally that will be in the format of an official funeral. And I'm sure the government will, of course, release and confirm those facts as soon as they're in a position to do so. But we do know that Minister Welchcombe played a pivotal role in the body politics of the PLP. I believe he did run for one or two of the top office. It was in the PLP, if I'm not mistaken.
And he was the chairman. He was the chairman of the organization at one point.
He was chairman. I couldn't remember. I think he was chairman. Yeah.
He was the chairman, and there was significant chatter about the possibility of him moving towards leadership.
Yes, I know there was some kind of,
and then that shut down very quickly.
Yeah, I think there was some kind of a convention of some kind. I just trying to remember the facts, but yes, you're right. He was chairman of the PLP.
He was chairman of the organization.
He was. Yeah. But Obi did well. I mean, I think, again, making that transition from broadcasting into politics, he did well. Not everybody can make that. But he learned really quick on the job.
This time is of introspection, you know. Mm-hmm. Death, so you can't do nothing for the person that's passed away. But the person that passed away, the introduction of the conversation with Minister Mitchell, right, the chairman of the organization, was a conversation that says to us that he is, too, moving in introspection.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6 years younger than me.
Mm.
That's introspection.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's you trying to be able to evaluate you based upon what you see externally.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, politically, personally, nationally, should be a time of significant introspection.
And consideration of something important. One of the callers said something. I'll tell you, next year will make the 10th anniversary when Dr. Miles Renew passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget the night that I got the call, but 5:30 in the afternoon, Renwood Wells had called me. He was a member, I think, of the cabinet. No, he wasn't a cabinet minister. He was parliamentary secretary at the time, and in the PLP. And he called and indicated what had happened, and I didn't really think it was true. But when I did speak to...
In works.
He was in works, yes. And when I did speak to Bassi Debers at the time to confirm with our team in Freeport what had happened, I started the questions that people normally have. How could this be, Lord? How could Miles Monroe be dead? And he said something very important to me, and I think this kind of connects to what you were talking about with Minister Mitchell and what your caller tried to connect to. A simple statement that I felt the Lord whispered to my heart. He said this. He said, listen, you have to remember, one, I don't make mistakes, and two, Miles Monroe's steps were ordered. Howard, that's all I needed. I got up from my steps, went, took a shower, went to BFM, and typed up the press release that Miles Renew had passed and that the vision moves forward. That is one of the things that we have to take away from these kinds of major situations that we face as a country. You and I talked about in the last week, that's three persons in the area of media. And Minister Welchcombe, if I'm not mistaken, would have been or is the only person, I think, in our history as a country who was a substantive minister that has died in office. So it's very, very, very big. Of course, the Caribbean.
Recently,
The Caribbean will be carrying this. I think he was only substantive minister. There were other ministers of state, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But the point being, this is an opportunity to ask yourself, where are your steps? Are steps being ordered? where are your steps taking you right now?
But you know what? Okay, so the word of God speaks to the fact that the steps of a good man are ordered by God. But the fact of the matter is that your steps are ordered, good or indifferent.
It's ordered, brother.
You may not necessarily be conscious of those steps that you take, strategic or otherwise.
That's right.
But you're being led in a particular direction.
It's being ordered.
The only thing that you can do in terms of acknowledging and understanding your posture, position, and geographical location to eternity is connecting with eternity.
Absolutely.
So they could tell you, okay, this way is how it. And they say, okay, Lord, let your will be done. And other than that, you meander in this life.
Well, one of the things that, you know, I always tell people, you have to be like the battery, ever ready. And that's how we have to live this life of ours, eh? We have to be ready for whenever death, which is really transportation from this side of eternity to the next. That's what death really is. It's just transportation. It just takes you to the next side. You need to be ready for when that particular time comes. And so at the end of the day, I think what you're saying is very valid, and that is we need to have a connection with the one who did create us and has created us so that we are ready and that we do understand that our steps are ordered, but we do something that Pastor Miles taught all of us, and that is we first of all identify, recognize, what is our purpose? What have we been put here for?
Once you fulfill in purpose, you're executing and you're moving in purpose, you're ready.
And that's key. And see, that's what you and
that's
what
it.
And what you're talking about is key, because that's it. It's understanding that a Dr. Miles Bruno died in purpose. A LeVard Parks, who was with him, died
this
in purpose.
Man. This heavy. I
and
know
there are a lot of people and who can attest to that. And that's one of the things that makes it a little lighter to accept, because we understand that if you die within the purpose you've been created for and with a connection with your creator.
This is a strategic time.
Yeah.
The PLP prorogued the House of Assembly. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to be too quick off the hip with this, but I want to talk like this because I think it's peculiar.
Mm-hmm.
The PLP prorogued the House of Assembly. All of us were indifferent and baffled as to why this happened.
Right.
All the political pundits and anyone who could lend any concept and idea, we saw the layout.
Yeah.
I came on the radio and I started to question whether or not this is leading us to a by-election.
Oh, a general election.
Right?
Yeah.
It ain't going to be general election.
Not necessarily. Pinland did it in 67. Don't forget.
67.
67 and 68. We did it in 68, pardon me.
Watch me.
Mm-hmm.
The environment was charged in the direction of the PLP, in the direction of change.
Mm-hmm.
The world was... The trade winds of time, the shift, the zeitgeist, that's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
The zeitgeist.
The zeitgeist.
Is the zeitgeist
like
of
Wars.
Change
yeah.
was charged in the atmosphere.
You mean in 67?
Yeah.
Yeah, but in 68 he had to reset. Don't forget, that was the reason he did it.
Now watch me.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it would not be any political pundit, anyone who is observer could say it would not have been a good move for him to do to go to a general election.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at the cards and I say, is this a pinch in the direction of a by-election for what we saw happening in North Abaco, for what we saw happening in other spaces? But this was a reshuffle. But the plans of man, this is heavy.
Yeah.
This is heavy.
But think about it, though. If
because we have not gone
uh-huh.
and resumed the House of Assembly.
Not yet.
Not just yet.
October 4th.
October 4th.
But if you were, but listen though, don't sleep. Now, I don't think the Prime Minister would have gone to a general, but if he did, it could have been strategic though. If you've got some guys in your team and you're trying to figure out a way to get rid of them, cut the fat. A possible by-election, like you said, in one of the two of those seats where you had some real big challenges. He could have considered this an opportune time to catch the opponents on the other side of guard, call a general, maybe not win as many seats, but maybe lose 3 or 4 seats, but then still maintain the majority.
But there has already been charge in the atmosphere that whoever wins the by-election or whoever wins a referendum wins the general election. That's why I know he wasn't going to go to the thing.
No, but I couldn't see that, though, because number one, if he had scrapped the idea of a by-election and went straight to a general, he could have rolled the dice of his chances of doing two things. One, because Mr. Davis is going to face another challenge, what Biden is facing right now, age. Is he attractive on the ticket in 2026.
No, I don't think. I don't think he. Biden is far gone. He is far gone.
Far gone in which way?
In terms of his.
He says he's going to be 82 next year.
Yeah, it's just.
But the PLP is going to have that conversation because is Mr. Davis going to be attractive to these 5,000 kids who are coming out every year up to the next general election? That's a lot of votes. So when you think about if he had rolled the dice and gone to the general, the idea could have been for him buy himself another 5 years on the clock instead of waiting for the 5 year clock to run out as it is.
The PLP has empowered a great deal of people under this New Day administration,
yeah.
Youthful persons,
uh-huh.
And they stuff. Not only their cabinet, not only members of parliament, they have women, all the women on the ticket actually got an opportunity to be able to get. The country is eager,
mm-hmm.
eager
mm-hmm.
to be able to step into this proverbial new day.
Mm-hmm.
And with the proroguing of the House of Assembly, there's a sort of an idea.
You say the country, you get a step into the new day.
Yes.
You they voted
for, yes, the entire country. They voted for women. The only reason you didn't see more persons turn out is as a result of the COVID-19,
uh-huh.
the restrictions associated with that.
Uh-huh.
But the country is eager for change.
Okay.
They identify these women. They put them in there strategically.
Uh-huh.
There is an expectation for them to be able to change.
But now you mean in this administration? Only two women performing in this administration?
Hold on now. So, see,
listen,
today ain't the day, okay? You need to stop. Today ain't the day.
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Today is not. Let me take this commercial break. Get this man as indecent. Absolutely indecent. All my words can pass to me.
Yeah,
and this man will get it in heavy takes.
Yeah, that's off it over.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Yeah.
Foundation.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, as we wrap this up. Foundation with Howard Grant right here on this very somber. I want to tell you it's beautiful, but it's a very somber day. I woke up with like loud exclamations. I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just talking about the death of Obadiah Wilscombe. The death and the information. I got some calls for some persons who was behind the ambulance speeding from West Grand Bahama up to the Rand Memorial Hospital. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. And guess what? I cannot believe it. It's bananas. It's crazy to know that the fickle nature, the vapor that is life, and the importance of being able to, whilst that smoke is thick and rich at the prime of our lives, being able to apply ourselves to the purpose that we've been called to in this life. And that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here with none other than Minister Kevin Harris. He's here with us because we had scheduled another show today.
That's right.
We had scheduled another show today.
Yeah.
And so we were supposed to be able to do some stuff. So, you know, I know that his sort of posture and position within the body media in the country can be able to give him an opportunity to be able to speak with clarity and depth as to the life that was Obadiah Hercules Wolschkum here in the country. So I want to thank you, my brother, for being able to join me today to have this kind of a conversation to and bring sobriety to it, to talk about where we are and where we're going. There is a lot of death, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all don't get scared. Now, I know y'all a little skeptical and y'all a little superstitious and y'all a little this and you that. People then call me and you won't prophesy. I don't need your postpartum prophecy. You understand? You know what's postpartum prophecy?
I've never heard of that.
Postpartum prophecy? Let me tell you what postpartum prophecy.
What is that?
After the thing then happened.
Oh, said,
let me tell you, I know that it's going to happen.
Stop it. Yeah.
And don't try to be able to unearth some prophet who's been able to do these things. The last time we see somebody on earth was Samuel.
Mm.
And we see what happened there. You understand what I'm saying?
Understood.
So leave these things alone.
Absolutely.
Let God will be done.
That's right. And that's it. And Howard, as we go, I just want to say that to one or two of our callers indicated something that I think I can segue into what we had originally intended to do, and that is to invite all of the men who are listening, Howard, to this event on Thursday night. It's on men's health, and I think it's an opportune time to
come back Thursday morning and let's talk about it.
All right, let's do it. Let's get some folks.
I can't give
there.
You the whole show, but I can.
No,
give
that's
you,
fine. That's fine. You, that's fine. I want to get people want to get men out to this thing on Thursday night.
Yeah, let's just do that
at Bahamas Harvest, and we're looking forward to it. But thank you for the opportunity to us to reflect on not only the life of the Honorable Obi Wolschkum, a great Bahamian, a statesman in his own right, a great broadcaster, journalist. And, of course, became very effective and very good at politics and member of parliament and chairman of the PLP and, of course, cabinet minister. And we also remember Alpheus Hawk Finlayson as well.
Alpheus Hawk Finlayson, Natalie Martinborough, the wife of cabinet minister Keith Bell.
That's right.
Obadiah Wolschkum.
Yeah.
To anyone who is dealing with death during this particular time, I just continue to be able to pray for you and pray for your family.
Absolutely.
If you're going through this kind of a rough transition, if you've never dealt with this before, you need somebody to kind of reach out to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we just continue to be able to pray for you and just pray that the Father watches over you and guides your feet with consciousness and sobriety into the purpose that he's called you to see that thing fulfilled with the time that you have. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be with you. Kevin, I want to thank you so much, Minister Kay, being here with us today.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Foundation with Howard Grant. This is a sobering time. Wow. This is absolutely bananas. We're talking today about the life that was, past tense, strong, Obadiah Hercules Wolschkum.
Absolutely.
We're going to see you tomorrow right here, live and in full effect, as we talk with none other than the chairman of the Organization for the Free National Movement, Dr. Dwayne Sands.
Doc will be in the house.
Doc's going to be in the house.
Interesting.
Okay. So we're going to be able to chop those things down. And, you know, we'll see if we can get Dr. Minnis in the house too.
Oh, really?
Not tomorrow, but, you know, put it out there.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
This is a soft feeler.
Yeah.
See, these fellas, you didn't come on the radio.
I don't believe you.
It's time to come now. You need to stop it. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I know. That's what you did.
It was strategy. Let's make this thing happen, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Yes. Howard Grant, The Foundation. We're going to see you tomorrow. God's fair.
All the best.
Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.